sterling shvuas that when you build a Beis HaMikdash and you add on to the Beis HaMikdash, Eim Asifin Aliyah Ba'al-Azaros, if you want to add on, it's the same thing as creating the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash in the first place. Elo Al-Pi, you have to have a Melech, a Novi, or a Mitumin, Beis Nishal Shiv Yechod, to authorize the Dinyan Beis HaMikdash, to authorize the Hoysocha and the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. How does Gemara know that? Because the Sefer Gemara quotes that, quotes the Pasuk. There's not Rosh Hashim Yecha, Nida Melech, should also go to Melech Yisrael, and Lord Mithuli. The Gemara has a Machlekes and Shulet, or the Echad Mikolei, or the Kolei Lishlam, but you need all of these, you need any one of them. Why should you say that you need all of them, or any one of them? That's the whole marker for the whole thing. The Gemara says, it's not enough in the Pasuk, V'chein Ta'asu. The beginning of Parshas Truma, V'chein Ta'asu. So Rashi quotes the Gemara, V'chein Ta'asu L'doros. So just the same fashion that we're building the Mishkan now, under the auspices of Moshe the Aharon, that's a Melech, and a Novi, and a Nuramitumin, and a Sanhedrin Shal Shim Deyechot, so too, V'chein Ta'asu L'doros, and all future generations also, you should make a Beis HaMikdash, or if you already have a Beis HaMikdash, you want to be Mosif, Aliyah Ba'al-Azor, extend the Azor, extend the Kedushas Aliyah, it must be done under the auspices of Bez Nagorl and so on. Where did you see Bez Nagorl there? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Moshe Rabbeinu is B'malchum Ayin Aleph Koy. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of the Bez Nagorl. That's the question, if that's exactly the same. Later they made the Sanhedrin. Parshas Baal Yischa, they established the Sanhedrin. That was later. That's a big shaila in Rishonim and Achronim. After they established the Sanhedrin Shal Shim Yechad, the Moshe Rabbeinu still retained the status of a Bez and Shal Shim Yechad. They say, no, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mokh Mayin Alef Koy, it was only up until the time that they established the Sanhedrin. And after the Sanhedrin Agrava was established in Parshas Baal Yischa, Moshe Rabbeinu lost his status. Is of a Bez Mishal Shiviyah. That's a deal in Achrayim. Marami Prague and Griskarov, and Rishonim and we spoke about it a little bit. Rishonim and other Rishonim spoke. That's a shame. But until that time, until they established the Sanhedrin, certainly the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mokma and Olive Code. Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of the Sanhedrin Agdol. So you see that you need a Sanhedrin, Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you see that you need an Urim Mitumin? Because Aaron was bearing the Urim Mitumin. He didn't really Urim Mitumin until he was in his Kaddish Kedushas Kuna. They didn't have the Urim Mitumin yet. They had the Yosamech, the Tachumish. There was no Urim Mitumin. First they had to make the Mishkan, and then after they made the Mishkan, then they were Mekadosh Aaron Avonu. Then they gave them the Kedusha. Aaron Avonu brought the Skatshu till the Yom HaShmini, not till the Shmini the Mimun. The Yom HaShmini, they brought the special Kabbalah, and then they were the Skatshu. So he didn't begin to have the Urim Mitumin till the Yom HaShmini. So how did they build the Mishkan before then, and then they had the Shimus and Mamun doing what's going on? So the Meshech Chochmo, the Yosmech writes in the Sefer HaChumash Meshech Chochmo, that what is the yichas of Urim Mitumim over a plain Novi? Novi the Urim Mitumim. What is the difference between a plain Novi and a Novi who gives Nebu Aydei Urim Mitumim? Nebu of Urim Mitumim. Urim Mitumim is called crazy places. Shin Divrehem, Shekorsi Divrehem, Mufloin Divrehem, crazy places. What does it mean? But this is the final word. Another Nebu can be changed later on. Gemara says, let's say the Novi says a Nebu Le Roar. Ramam quotes in Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah when he talks about Nebuahs, he quotes it more in Shabbos. Middle of Masechta Shabbos Paragami issues. So the Gemara says if the Rebbe Nachman gives a Nebuah to the Novi Leroy, like Yonah HaNovi said, Nebuah Ora Bayon, the Nineveh Natochas in 40 days, so the Nineveh will be destroyed. The Ramai says, well, not destroyed. So what happened to the Nebuah? Was the Novi a Sheker? He wasn't the Novi Yonah. So the Gemara answers no, that it's understood that any Nebuah Leroy is only contingent on the assumption that people won't be made of Divrayim, or made of Dachim, but if they do Tshuvah, then the Nebuah Leroy will not be Mekud. A Nebuah Leteivo is never broken. The Gemara says, but a Nebuah Leroy is always subject to change, unless it's from the crazy place, unless it's from the Urim Mitumim, but that's with no strings attached, with no conditions. Urim Mitumim never changes. It's the highest level of Nebuah you can gain. It can never be shaken, it can never change. So the Yosamech suggests that probably since Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNavim, and the voice Moshe Rabbeinu Allah Shalom was greater, was a much higher level than that of Shai Nevi'im, so if Moshe Rabbeinu authorized the building of the Mishkan, the Nebuah, so that could substitute for Urim Mitumim. The Doris HaBoim, the Doros HaSidim, if you won't have a Moshe Rabbeinu around, you won't be able to attain such a high level of authorization from the top Navi in the world. So then what can substitute for that? So said the substitute will be Bimkoi, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is nevoah. You can substitute him with the Torah, which is also Shitkarsim Divrayim, or Mufloin Divrayim. That's the final word that the nevoah of the Tumim can never be shaken, can never be changed. But when you had Moshe Rabbeinu, then you didn't need Urim Tumim. So when the Gemara says that Ein Moseif Ma'aliyah Ba'azor HaSeh Al-Pidez Nishal Shiviyech, and Urim Tumim is not the original. The original really was Al-Pid, the highest level of nevoah, the highest level of Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah Shalom. And for the Doros HaSidim, and Moshe Rabbeinu won't be alive anymore, so then the Mishnah touches it up and says, the substitute for Moshe Rabbeinu will be Urim
Tumim.
The Urim Tumim is a substitute for the original. The original is Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. Then you didn't need the Urim Tumim. That's not a Meshach Chachmah. So you had Sanhedrin Shel Shimei Yechad, you had the Navi, you had the Urim Tumim, you had Moshe Rabbeinu as Nevuah substitute for the Urim Tumim. Where did you have the Melech? Where did you have the Melech? So the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a Din Melech. It says in the Pasuk, Ma'avayi Bishur Melech. What do you think? It says, Ma'avayi Bishur Melech B'sasat Rosh Yom. The Medrash says that refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Medrash on Parshas Vayakil. It says, Vayas Lohen Batkin, in Shmois Perikali. That the Yaldos, that the Ren HaMyaldos HaSelekim, and Bishar, the Yir HaShemayim that they have, Vayas Lohen Batkin, Batkin Kuhunen, Mahoyu HaBatkin, Ashis Batkin Kuhunen, Batkin Malchus. But the Medrash says, where is the Malchus? The Rashi quotes a different Medrash, but the Medrash here in Vayakil says, the Malchus was Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the two Mialdos were Yocheved and Miriam, and the Yocheved gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu Melech HaYeshenenu, but he be sure Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Din Melech. Yeshua also had a Din Melech. The Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Din Melech, Yeshua had a Din Melech. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk that it says, Vayomer Seif HaTorah Zeh Mipicho, Vagis Vayomer V'Loilo. The Pasuk says in Yeshua, what does it mean, Vayomer Seif HaTorah Zeh Mipicho, which Seif HaTorah Zeh? Medrash says, Zeh Mishneh Torah. So some of us would say, he happened to have a Sefer Dvarim around. Mishneh Torah happened to have a Sefer Dvarim around. Another of us would say, no. He was a Melech, and the Melech has a Mitzvah, because of his Mishneh Torah, and so it's all Sefer. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu had a Melech, he should also have a Melech. And he had the Halacha one, that the Melech has to have a Mishneh Torah with him. He has to always carry around with him. He has to always learn from the Sefer Torah every day. Yeshua had the Melech also. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of Minu Melech is only yet the enter Eretz Yisrael. There wasn't a Mashiach either. The Gemara says, Gimel mitzvah and stavi sol b'chnisosim la'aretz. The first is Lahamed Lahamelech. The second one is Lahapu Zara Shalamalek. And the third one is Livnes Lahem Beis Abkhiru. So what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu had the Melech, Yeshua Benun had the Melech? They hadn't entered Eretz Yisrael yet. Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yeshua as the Melech. They didn't enter Eretz Yisrael yet. What kind of a Melech is it? So the Avnei Nezer explains in the Shulman, the end of Chedot Yeredei, he talks about Yerusha Berabonis, has a long tshuva, Sheish Malas Lakisa. He talks about Ashayla, Rav passed away, and there was a conferred between his son and his son-in-law, who should Yarshan the Berabonis. The Balabat liked the son-in-law better than the son. But it was all conferred who had the right for the Yerusha. What a major issue with the Yerusha Bechlal Berabonis. Maybe you don't have to give the Yerusha to anybody. Maybe they can choose whoever they want, and maybe they can pick the son-in-law or anybody else they want. If there is a din of Yerusha, does it go dafke to the son? Or does it go to the son? Look, the Baal Batim would prefer to have it. So he has a very long fascinating tshuva, which has six parts to it. It's called the Shei Shmalas Lekisa. The Lekisa of Shlomo HaMelech had six steps to go up to it. The first again, the love, the first is the Shei Shmalas Lekisa. So here he said there are six stumbling blocks that you have to pass by in order to get to this Kisei HaRabbanis. You see, who's gonna be oil on the Kisei HaRabbanis in this city? In the middle of this tshuva, he quotes an Abarbanel and a Drosh HaSaran. He quotes a Drosh HaSaran has this yisoid, that there are two dinim amelot. This has a Rav Soloveitchik thought that this was a very good shot. This Avnei Nezer. When he quotes this Drosh HaSaran, he says that there are two dinim amelot. The one mitzvah melah that shenichnus to Yisrael la'aret, they'll neschaibu b'minu hamelot. That's one din melot. But then there's another din melot. Whenever there's no melah, whenever there's no secular head of the government, whenever there's no secular head of the state, then the din is that the Godel Hador had the din Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu was by Yibishur Melech, not because he was appointed by the people as the Melech already, he wasn't from the Malbeth, but he's Govitz. wasn't a shape of the wooden. And Rabin had said we also shape of the wooden, the Malachim have to descend from the shape. So the answer was he had a different din melech. Whoever is the God of Adar has a din melech. Later on, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, then there's a different din melech, but point the secular head of the state. And then the question is, when you have the God of Adar is a melech, and the secular head of the state is also a melech, so who has which rights and privileges in the north? The two Malachim, Einstein, Malachim, Samshin, Kesar. So who has the final word? But then the Rosh Hashanah explains who has the din melech to the gate to one. So here there's a famous kashi here, the Rashash points out. This made a shrub and Bayaku. What do you mean by Yibishur Melach is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Melach. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that you have to have 10 psukim for Malchus, and the psukim have to consist of phrases which speak about the Rebbeinu Shalom being Melach all along. One of those 10 psukim is by Yibishur Melach. We use it in the Malchus. So how can we say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Melach Shem, but Yibishur Melach? The Gemara says that Yibishur Melach occurs back to Israel. Said, the Rashash says it must be that the Machlokes HaTanoim had to interpret the Pasuk, took a shot from the Pasuk, and he says, and that's why, if you look in our Siddur, for Rosh Hashanah, we have 11 Pasukim from Malchus. Because this Pasuk is the questionable one. Why do you need the 11 Pasuk? We have, how do we have, that the we say 3 Pasukim from Chumash, then we say 3 Pasukim from Ksuvim, then we say 3 Pasukim from the Din, then we say 1 Pasuk from Chumash. At the end of Aleinu, he said, "Yedata yam Hashem osel adecha k'Hashem hu relakim Hashem hu rasim tochas einoi." Right before Alkin and Kalavakom, the Gemara says, "And Achleik is Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudin in Rosh Hashanah, where the pesukim of Malchus have to contain after the word Melach or Elam has to say Melach, or as long as it's a description of Malchus, it's also acceptable." Like Shema Yisrael Hashem osel Hashem echod doesn't use the word Melach, but the fact that it says Hashem echod, it's fine. That's what it means. Melach or Elam. There's no one else. He's the one and only voice. The Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara says there's a machlokes where you have to have 4 psukim from Chumash. The Gemara says basically there are only 3 psukim from Chumash that use the word melech. You don't have 4 from Chumash that use the word melech. So if you hold that you have to have 3 psukim from Chumash, 3 from Ksuvim, 3 from Levim, and 1 from Chumash, you have to have 4 psukim melech. That's Rabbi Yosi's opinion. So how is that possible? You only have 3 psukim to have the word melech. The Gemara says Rabbi Yosi the Shitas is safe, but Rabbi Yosi holds against Rabbi Yudah. You don't have to have Dafke Pasik that uses the word Melech. As long as it has the theme of Malchus, it's also acceptable. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is also acceptable. According to Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara says, "Well, the name of the Pasik, Yadata Hayam Hashem Osel Rabecho, Hashem Hu Hu Elokim Mashmai Malvat Tavod Mitochas." Eino also means like Hashem Echad. It's also acceptable for Malchus. So the Rashash says he thinks that's probably why we have 11 Sukkot, because this Pasik, Vayi B'Shul Melech, is a questionable Pasik. Because according to other Tanoim, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Melech. But Rosh Hashanah said that. He said there are two Dinim of Melech. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua had a Din Melech, not because they were appointed. They weren't from the Zerah HaMluk. They weren't from the Malbus Ben Dovid at all. They weren't from the Shevet Yehuda. It's a Din. Whenever there is no Melech, so the God of Adar has the status of Melech. Then he explains. The whole then Abinazer gives a long arich is based on this Rosh Hashanah. Gives a lot of them. Gives that the din of Hefke Bezma Hefke, which Manazer is based on Dinah Malchus Dinah. But the din took over the power of the Malchus because we don't have any functioning Malchus. Because if you have a Malchus, and then the Malchus does functions with the Dinah Malchus. Now you don't have a Malchus, then the din is that the Chachmi Hador have that function of Malchus. The God Lazar takes on the din of Melech. Chachmei Hador have the din of Malchus. So long arich is one. Chodesh is a famous Russian Gemara, but the Medrash has a different topic on Chodesh. The Gemara says Chodesh Azalachan is referring to Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara says, "Vayom Hashem Moshe v'Aron Erech Mitzvah Leimah." He spoke to Moshe and Aaron that they should establish a bed. Even though these are only two people, Moshe and Aaron, they